What's up, y'all? Welcome back to IQ Knowledge Junkie Podcast. This is KJ, and today I'm going to speak on the subject of desperation. On this episode, I'm going to basically be explaining how and why I didn't ever go into desperate mode in the midst of chasing my dreams, and how anytime a desperate mode appeared itself, how God was always able to take me through it. I just want to first start this episode off by saying that, you know, I feel as if, like, I became so fortunate that I ran across a Henry David Thoreau quote that said, "It is a characteristic of wisdom to not do desperate things." I'm gonna say that again. It is a characteristic of wisdom to not do desperate things. You know, I feel as if I had a clear understanding of what Henry David is saying, because I'm gonna be honest, y'all. Like, and there's no disrespect, but like, I really don't like being bothered all of the time due to me already spending like a lot of time alone. You know what I'm saying? And the goal that I'm working towards is making sure that my dreams come true so I can have my own family, as in my wife and my kids, and we living in our dream house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't got to a point in my life where I only spend my free time with quality people, as in those who are dream chasing. And even though, you know what I'm saying, it's no love lost, but like, I still be wanting peace sometimes when others leave me alone, because like, y'all always got to remember the quote that T.D. Jakes said, that's famously known. He said, "Elevation requires separation." I'm going to say it again. Like, y'all, I learned that from T.D. Jakes. He said, "Elevation requires separation." And as far as I can remember, every time that I did elevate, it came from the due diligence of valuing my alone time, and not by being desperate and worrying and wondering on why people wasn't supporting me. You know, I came to a clear conclusion in my life, and I understand exactly why I am, you know what I'm saying? I realized, like, this is exactly where I'm at right now is exactly where I need to be at. And it took me a while to understand that, because like, every time I try to rush a situation and be desperate, like, it, like, nothing ever works out for me. But as soon as I take my time and work on my craft as much as possible, I realize how God just opened many more doors for me. And that allows me to do my own thing when I initially thought that I needed others. Like, you know what I'm saying? One thing, for example, like validation, right? That's one thing that we as humans, like, search for. You know, how most people, like, only create the kind of content that the masses of people like. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it like that. I do it like what I learned from Lil Wayne. He said, "I do what I think is cool. And if you don't think it's cool, then I think you're not cool." And then he finished off by saying, like, "If you approach it with that attitude, I don't think you could ever lose." You know what I'm saying? So with that piece of information right there alone makes me not ever be desperate for others to support me. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll eventually catch on when they run across something that I say or I do. You know, my whole mission is to inspire people, so when they do catch on to my craft, I realize that it'll be contagious. But I believe that I wouldn't have had this much confidence in myself had I been desperate or needed others' attention or approval. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all, please don't be desperate for people to support y'all. They only ain't catch up on you yet because you haven't inspired them enough. So keep working and don't ever worry why you ain't getting no support. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll eventually come around. And the next thing, you know, the Tommy Newman's quote that said, "There's nothing like desperation to sharpen your sense of focus." I'm going to say that again. There's nothing like desperation to sharpen your sense of focus. You know, it's the main reason. This information is the main reason why I believe I made it this far, because had I not been desperate for constantly wanting to prove to God, not to other people, how he made the right decision by allowing me to leave my job in 2015, you know, I don't think I would have achieved all that I achieved so far. You know what I'm saying? Because I really, really wanted to show God how appreciative I was of the opportunity that he gave me. So like, you know, the focus that came with the desperateness was what I needed, because 8 years later, the focus is still there. And now you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on the verge of feeling as if I could conquer the world. And that goes to show you, like, the power of prayers, because I wasn't always like this. You know what I'm saying? It was a point in time in my life where I didn't even want to be here. Now I'm here in the midst of changing lives. And, like, I realized, like, how I can't leave this earth until my God-given gift is given out to others so they could benefit from it as well and continue to change their lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, I realized, like, you know, it's nobody but God that could change someone's perspective on life. And that, like, that's my best advice to my audience. So y'all, like, if y'all trying to find y'all path, like, I convince y'all to desperately pray to God as I did, you know what I'm saying? And constantly, and you're going to constantly see, like, how he going to change your life, and watch how your focus end up sharpening up, you know what I'm saying? With the will to just, like, to continue to motivate you and continue to, It'll put you in a mindset of believing that you could really do anything. So, yeah, y'all, just try yourself with God and see if I'm lying about changing y'all life. Like, this is real. You know, since I became, like, so, like, desperate towards, like, my prayer life, it's like God just be blessing me more, because it's true when we always hear, like, the older family members say, like, you better be careful what you pray for. It's like a balance to that, right? I'm going to say, like, and I'm going to get on with the next subject, y'all, but it's like a balance to it, because you got to think about it, like, yeah, you got, like, some people say, like, they pray for strength, and unfortunately, they end up losing the loved one, but that's just a, you know what I'm saying? That's just how, like, that funny, cool, like, little ways that God work, but maybe it have been a time at the time, but that situation just will be there to give you strength if you allow it to, you know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why you got to be careful what you pray for, as in what they say. But another way, you know, I pray, once I learned from Floyd Mayweather, that boy said, he said, that's one of my biggest secrets. He said, Floyd Mayweather said, he said, yeah, that's one of my biggest secrets. That's all I do is pray all day. I pray about anything, everything. And when I heard it, I'm like, damn, that's why folks probably, you know what I'm saying? That's why he's different than all the rest of the fighters, because, like, he desperately, like, pray for every single thing that he wants. So I took that approach in 2015, and it's been taking care of me since then. So that's my advice to y'all. Like, if it's anything that y'all gonna become desperate about praying to God, asking him to help, you know what I'm saying, benefit y'all life. And another thing, you know, had it not been for me learning from the Sikhi Akadia, that, you know, it was a quote that said, a person who, no matter how desperate the situation is, gives others hope, is a true leader. I'm going to say that again. A person who, no matter how desperate the situation is, give others hope, is a true leader. You know, had I not ran across this information, I don't think that I would have ever been able to come to a clear realization on how I'm able to, like, motivate my teammates to stay calm under pressure while in the midst of big games, whether we, like, playing 2K, I mean, I say 2K, 2K or any other game that requires a leader. You know what I'm saying? One reason that they listen to me is because of my experience of winning and losing. So, like, certain situations where it'll allow others to become desperate and make terrible decisions, you know, I'll be the calmest one who's focused, which is what I believe that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of leaders do. You know, it also relates to, like, real life. You know, like, for example, like, for one of my cousins to come to me with a problem that's constantly bothering them, I always be sure to mention to them, like, the Jim Rohn quote that says, not to let anything overly bug you, which is practical information. And, you know what I'm saying, the next thing I'll mention to them is how God will never put more on them than they can hold. So fortunately, I mentioned these two pieces of information to them, and it'll be like the weight of the world lifted off of their shoulders, because most of my family members look at me as being an emotionally strong genius, because they're so surprised how I was able to endure everything that I previously went through, and I'm still motivated to believe that I could achieve anything after I went through all that I went through. So, like, if that example don't bring somebody a peace of mind, you know what I'm saying, like, when others are in need, I don't know what will. But fortunately, you know, the sense of who I am always remind me of how good of a leader I am in desperate times. And, you know, so that's one of my main things, is I want to continue to, like, be a great leader. So when others go through, like, desperate situations, they could look at KJ's life and they'd be like, dang, K got through that shit. I could get through that too. Like, it ain't, if K got through it, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing for me to get through it. That's how I want people to, like, to look at my life and realize that they could achieve anything, man, because my life is becoming greater and greater. So I just want to give a special thanks to God. I ain't finished with this episode. Yeah, I got some more great information for y'all. You know, a few of the last thing I want to speak on, you know, I learned from Charles Bukowski. He said, writers are desperate people, and when they stop being desperate, they stop being writers. You know, this information immediately made me reflect back on the beginning of my career because of how hungry I was to succeed. You know, I've heard many of my mentors mention that, like, they said, like, if you want something bad enough, you know what I'm saying, you're going to work towards it, like, every single day, which meant that I had to become a real intelligent knowledge junkie, because practically calculating information, I was calculating practical information, you know, by me doing that was, like, the key to making me believe that the next step was possible, only because I calculated practical information and I actually, like, did it. And by me noticing that whenever I went after something that I achieved, I write about it and motivate others on the possibilities of them achieving similar things as well. So basically, like, my desperation of wanting to learn how to win at life puts me into a mode of operating through my God-given gift, which is putting my experiences and what I learned from successful individuals into a writing format that all ages could understand and easily get inspired by just reading it. Because, you know what I'm saying, my style of writing makes my audience understand the art of having no excuses while working towards their dreams. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, y'all, desperation towards learning more about how to win in life turned me into a 5-time author, a board game creator, an inventor. I came up with another idea for a dog cage. Also many multi-million-dollar ideas. And also, I think this will be my 98th or my 99th episode. But, you know, like, what I want to tell my audience, like, please be desperate towards learning in life when it comes to your, you know what I'm saying, to your God-given gift. So the next thing, but not last, is the thing that I want to speak on. You know, shout out to everybody who always support me in somewhat desperate modes, you know what I'm saying? Like, say for instance, if I need help needing a bill paid or something, like if I don't have enough for my bills, what I do is I always depend on my craft, like as far as like my writing ability. Like, I got 5 books. Why am I stressing about a bill when I got 5 books that I wrote, when I got certain other inventions that I created that people want to purchase from me? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I just want to give a special shout out to my brother Jasper. You know, my brother Jasper, recently I need one of my bills paid. Bro bought 5 of my books. You know what I'm saying? So y'all should go check out his Instagram. That boy Instagram, Noli is Deli is footwork. You know what I'm saying? Go check out the Second Line King. And also, I just want to give a special shout out to you know, to Senator Monster. Senator bought 2 books, you know what I'm saying? You can find his music in the link below. I'll put it in the description, you know. But shout out to them 2 guys, man. They my people. But, like, y'all just don't know, like, the power of how much your God-given gift could take care of y'all once y'all just tap into your gift, man. It'll put you in the presence of great, great, great individuals, you know what I'm saying? Because shout out to my partner too. Shout out to my partner Majay. That he in the league right now. He played for the Cardinals. But that's, man, even before I knew my partner was gonna make it to the league, I always felt like I could make it on my own. So by bro already being in the league, that's like a damn extra push to continue to chase my dreams much more and more. Cause when, you know what I'm saying, when I be in Arizona, I ain't gonna be doing nothing but like networking. You know what I'm saying? Cause y'all know, like, one of my biggest dreams is to end up owning the NBA team. So by me being around my partners, you know what I'm saying, the Cardinals and stuff, that'll just motivate me to be like, damn, well, shit, what if I want to own an NFL team too? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's, I just want to give a special shout out to everybody that God, you know what I'm saying, blessed in my life. And once again, shout out to my brother Jasper, shout out Senator Monster, shout out my partner Majay, shout out, you know what I'm saying, everybody that looked out for me, man. It really means a lot. And a few of the last thing I want to speak on, I just want to end this episode off by saying, you know, a quote that I learned from Jim Carrey. He said, desperation is a necessary ingredient to learning anything or creating anything, period. If you ain't desperate at some point, you ain't interested. I'm going to read that Jim Carrey quote again, y'all. He said, desperation is a necessary ingredient to learning anything or creating anything, period. If you ain't desperate at some point, you ain't interesting. And everything that I just explained within this information was insanely interesting. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, y'all get inspired and continue to chase y'all dreams desperately with integrity. You know what I'm saying? Always remember, y'all, you know what I'm saying, got nothing but integrity around here. Always remember, integrity is doing the right thing when no one is watching. That's what integrity is. Chase your dreams with integrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, be desperate with integrity, like, and only be desperate in the midst of learning. So that's all I had to speak on today. On the next episode, I speak on the subject of brilliancy. And also some more good news, y'all. Listen, man, I couldn't wait till I finish that episode. But listen, y'all, I just got accepted in the movie, y'all. I'm a bender. I do my acting debut on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday. I got to look at the calendar to see what it is, but Man, I just want to give a special shout out to God for blessing me with the opportunity. Y'all, I'm finna be an actor. Many of my audience may not know, you know, I've actually had like close family members that acted, you know, in big movies like my mama, you know, rest in peace, my mama. Shell, she was in Ray Charles, you know what I'm saying? Also, my brother Albert was in Ray Charles. Shout out A. A couple more church members was in Ray Charles. So I ain't never knew. I always knew that I wanted to be an actor because Martin was one of my mentors when I was a kid. But I ain't know that God was going to bless me with the ability to be an author this quick. I thought I was it was going to be later on in my career. But God got his way of making everything work out. So I just want to give a special shout out to everybody that supported me. Y'all stay tuned on the next episode. I'm going to speak on the subject of brilliancy. I'm going to let y'all know why I'm so genius. But also, you know, I would like to give a very special shout out to my little partner Tosin from Florida. You know what I'm saying? Tosin came through too, y'all. He bought 3 books. And yeah, man, I just want to let my audience know once again, man, it's really an amazing understanding when your craft could be able to take care of you whenever you in somewhat of a desperate situation. So I just want to give a special shout out to God again. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode on the subject of brilliancy. It's KJ. Word up.